From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Authorities have arrested a Baltimore man on charges he plotted to detonate a vehicle bomb at a U.S. Armed Forces recruitment center in Maryland. The Justice Department said today the man was arrested as a result of a sting operation and that the public was never in any actual danger since law enforcement officials had been monitoring the suspect for months. The U.S. Senate has found Judge Thomas Porteous guilty on 4 corruption charges. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports he is only the 8th judge to be impeached and convicted by Congress.
Louisiana Judge Thomas Porteous was appointed to a lifetime federal judgeship in 1994 by President Bill Clinton. But the U.S. House accused him this year of 4 charges, including accepting cash payments from lawyers with business in his courtroom and falsifying documents. The Senate held a rare trial this week, and on Wednesday, lawmakers voted to convict him. Judge Porteous had stopped hearing cases 2 years ago as the investigation intensified. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
House Democrats are pushing a new plan that would freeze the budgets of nearly all cabinet departments. It's part of unfinished annual spending measures lawmakers are trying to wrap up into one large bill. The proposed freeze would not apply, though, to military personnel. Instead, they would get a pay raise, and the House Democrats' plan also calls for a multi-billion dollar boost in war funding. A stall bill that would broaden the Food and Drug Administration's authority over food safety may be revived under a new Democratic-led plan in the House. Lawmakers want to include the measure in one big spending bill. The FDA measure gives the agency greater inspection powers and greater authority to order a recall. Gunshots ring out in the Haitian capital, where riots are growing over the results of the country's recent presidential election. Today, in Port-au-Prince, the headquarters of Haiti's ruling party was torched. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in the capital, where Haitians, weary from January's earthquake and a recent cholera epidemic, are now clashing over the country's next leader.
People have taken to the streets in anger over the election results, which were released late last night. People who are in the streets are very upset that Michel Martelly, a popular Haitian musician, apparently did not make the third round according to the official results. All around me, garbage dumpsters have been tipped over in the streets. Fires are sort of smoldering. Fires burned all night. There was gunfire late into the night last night. People now say that they are going to demand that Michel Martelly make it into the second round of this election. They're claiming that President Preval rigged it for his protege, Jude Celestin.
NPR's Jason Beaubien reporting from Port-au-Prince. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 4 at 11,363. NASDAQ is up slightly. This is NPR. More snow is falling today in parts of central New York and Pennsylvania, already hit by nearly 3 feet. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports the storm has snarled traffic and shut down schools.
The snow's been falling hard in Syracuse since the weekend. More snow in the last week than the city usually sees in the entire month of December. Dozens of schools were closed today. Icy, slushy road conditions triggered an accident last night on New York's Thruway involving 3 tractor trailers that closed the interstate for 5 hours. More lake effect snow from Lake Ontario is expected through tomorrow, with total accumulation from the storm in some areas likely to top 5 feet. The National Weather Service has issued hazardous weather warnings for central and western New York and parts of central Pennsylvania. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.
The trial for baseball star Roger Clemens is postponed until July. A judge decided to push back the date by 3 months to give attorneys more time to review what the court called voluminous evidence surrounding Clemens, who was charged with lying about using performance-enhancing drugs. During a hearing today, prosecutors said the case had produced more than 50,000 pages of evidence. Clemens' attorney says the defense also needs more time to find an expert witness to examine scientific evidence against its client. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up slightly, 5 points at 11,364 in moderate trading. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 8 points at 2,607. This after a week of mixed economic reports. The S&P 500 up 2 at 1226. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.